This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and across the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, to our veterans, our EMS firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page, also on MeWe, the same way, also on Gab, the same way, Parler, also the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, we're going to go ahead and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we mean just exactly that. Now, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we don't let you forget that either, because that's exactly what we talk about here. We do have, we are Salem Media in Tampa, and of course we have the faith talk stations as well. Now, while we're waiting for Ron Edwards, hopefully he'll call here in just a second, I want to start out with this. We all know that the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, is trying to cover things up and make a mockery of the system that has caused the death of a number of people. I don't even know what the death toll is. That's not the issue here. The issue is that he did not tell the truth about what was going on in New York about the nursing home deaths. Now, we know that the governor said that they were having to fill out a federal request for information about what was going on with the nursing home deaths. We know that. And we also know that he said the Department of Health, the State Department of Health, was asking for information that he decided to shelve and take care of the federal form to begin with. All right, now, is this Ron Edwards?
Good morning.
All right, good morning. Now, I'm talking about Governor Cuomo, and I'm going somewhere with this, so I'll bring you in on the tail end of this.
Sure.
The Dems are outraged in New York of Cuomo's explanation on the nursing home deaths, and nobody believes him. Are you surprised?
No, absolutely not, Captain. I mean, come on. Remember when the president gave him or sent those huge ships to New York?
Sure.
Because Cuomo said we need space, this,
sure,
and the other. Well, I think Cuomo allowed only one patient into those huge ships and then had the nerve to send the rest into nursing homes. And we know what happened after that, causing the deaths of many, many more people in the nursing homes. And he tried to cover that up, tried to explain it away or whatever. And to me, he had a very cavalier attitude about the entire situation, and had more problems with the fact that people were complaining about it than the actual calamity that he caused with his decision. And remember with the ventilators, when he talked about the ventilators, no, but we need more ventilators. Well, it turns out they had a bunch of ventilators in the store
somewhere. Didn't even know they had them. They didn't even know they had them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he brought all this condemnation on himself. His arrogance and his continued horrible policies, mm-hmm. Not only with the corona China virus, but just about everything concerning New York State. And so he can't cry about anything. He can't, you know, he brought it all on himself.
Now, yesterday they had President's Day down there at Mar-a-Lago. I knew they were going to be going there. I knew that probably 2 weeks ago, roughly, when the Right Side Broadcasting team started to promote the fact that they were going to be doing that. And I heard Sean Hannity say, well, this impromptu display, look, they just suddenly showed up. No, it wasn't impromptu at all. It was planned, and they had a couple thousand people or thereabouts show up, including my good friend, the Godfather George, who gave me a full report on what was going on down there. But Donald Trump came by as he was coming back from the golf course, and they slowed down, and he got a chance to wave and all that sort of stuff, and it just thrilled everybody. But my point is here is that you still got thousands and thousands, well, I guess we can include it into millions of people that still support Donald Trump. But I do not believe Donald Trump is going to run for president again. I think he's got something else up his sleeve. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I think he's going to start a media network.
And become
a kingmaker. And I think he's going to start it with a friend of his by the name of Elon Musk, who wants to sit down and talk to Donald about that very same thing.
I did hear about that. In fact, I read about that. And I hope it happens. I think that it would be huge. And I did see video of the gathering, by the way, down there in Florida.
Yep.
And it seemed like it was more than just a few thousand people down there. It was a lot of folks.
Well, 2,000 is what George told me, and George is a pretty good guesser. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I am talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which doesn't seem to want to play for me this morning for some reason. Oh, well. Okay, back to Ron Edwards, live and in living color. How's that? That's the modernization of modern radio. But anyway, let's go down our little list here. Now, we talked about the supporters. And by the way, George is agreeing with us. He says you're 100% right on Trump. He will instead concentrate his efforts on the 2022 election to take over the House and any seats up in the Senate that are up and get rid of all the traitors. Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me in the least to hear that, does it, you?
No, it doesn't, especially after what has transpired. I would be very interested to see who's going to run for president on the Republican side and who, if when they do run for president, has the kind of backbone that Trump has when it comes to not just domestic affairs, but around the world. Because one of the hallmarks of the Trump presidency is how well, how much he got done. For instance, in the Middle East, the relationship he was building with Kim Jong-un, standing up to China in the strong way that he did, and our southern border situation, just to name a few.
Most of that's going away, especially the border.
Jesus.
Yep, especially the border. 25,000 people are on their way back in from Mexico on the Wait in Mexico, Stay in Mexico program, I think is what it was called. But anyway, let's move on here. Nancy Pelosi is probably going to be involved in something because we understand the National Guard is going to remain in Washington, D.C. through the fall of 2021. Now, Nancy Pelosi needs to explain why requests for the National Guard support by the D.C. police chief were denied not once, not twice, not three times, but six times before the D.C. riot. So far, her answer has been silence.
Well, she's silent because she has, well, she has reason to believe that she can just about get away with anything her little heart desires. I think, now this is just opinion now, I think maybe Pelosi, maybe someone around her knew about what was going to transpire on the 6th, and that's why they didn't fulfill the answer the request. And so history, revealed itself on the 6th of January at the situation there. And I believe that a lot of it happened because she did not allow the National Guard situation to be improved there so that they could protect the Capitol. And that's just my opinion. But when you have that, and at the same time, I don't know if you knew this or remember this, the Antifa members were escorted by police into D.C.
I know that.
In big white buses. We were looking at this stuff. And so when you couple that with the fact that Pelosi did not answer their request for National Guard protection, there's a reason for that. You deny support for protection. Mm-hmm. It's like another version of Benghazi to me. I mean, deny,
well,
and then you have a calamity.
That's all true, and only time will tell because there's going to be, I'm going to have a 9/11 style commission. Well, good.
Yeah.
Start with the police chief of D.C. and let him spill the beans. All right, now let's talk about what's going on in Texas and 14 states.
Sure.
We've got a huge, major power emergency. Millions without power, told to keep their heat low as this major storm sweeps across the U.S. Now, the first storm is up into the northeast. The second storm is coming behind it. And the cold weather is all the way down to Texas, all the way down into Louisiana, all the way down to the border with Mexico, all the way down into South Georgia, South Alabama. I mean, good Lord.
Well, Captain, the problem is exacerbated because of the energy policies that have been very corrupt, in my opinion. When you have these windmills that are of no use, they're minimal usage when the weather is warm and they're blowing. But now that they're frozen and you've got to use petroleum-fueled vehicles to fly up there and to spray these things, so that the ice can melt so that they can blow in the wind again. It's all a waste.
Yeah, and they're using de-icer like what they use on the aircraft.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that ain't cheap.
No, it's not. And so we're going to be talking about huge electric bills very soon.
Yeah, well, you're right. And I think some people are going to see some sooner than soon. Okay, why is the United States Postal Service planning to raise the postal rates again? Because they can?
Yeah. And talk about an inefficient organization. Plus, fewer and fewer people are using the U.S. Post Office. You've got FedEx. You've got all kinds of you've got other concerns that we can utilize. And people are tired. I mean, the Postal Service is, I don't know, it's not a good situation. It's a waste of money to the tune of billions and billions of dollars every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And people are well paid. You know, you go in there. Anyway, things that I see in the post office here in Michigan, it may be a lot better in Florida, but it to me, in my opinion, it's a waste.
Well, they used to hire the veterans first, and I don't see them doing that anymore.
It's no indication, because if there were a lot of veterans in there, I think things would be run a lot more efficiently. The service would be better, and you hardly ever see veterans in there now, at least where in the areas where I'm at. So it's a waste. It's a waste.
All right. Now, I've got your thing lined up so I can play it here in a minute, so we'll get to that. But let's talk next about Joe Biden. Once again, over the weekend, came out and said he was committed to gun restrictions, especially when it comes to assault rifles and magazines that hold a lot of bullets.
Well, why don't they go after criminals? The only thing
or the Saturday night specials that are sold on the street corners in the big cities.
Exactly. But see, they don't want to do that. It's not about solutions, Captain. It's all about restricting everyday Americans like you, like myself and you, people that are going to do no harm. And by the way, what is an assault weapon? I mean, the way they describe and how they go after the weapons. And
just because it looks intimidating doesn't mean it's an assault weapon, especially if it's a .22 caliber rifle.
And that's not intimidating. Well, anyway. Anyway, it's a bunch of bull crap. You know that. And it's nothing but an attack on our rights. The Second Amendment, they want to do away with it. And the best thing that we can do as Americans is unite together and fight and push back against that and make sure that our representatives do the same.
No.
This is a very dangerous road to travel.
All right. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say thank you for the Tuesday edition. I'm going to play your Edwards notebook. I finally got it up and online here. It took me a while. I don't know what there was about it, but hopefully it will play the way it's supposed to. And we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take
all
care.
Right. Ron Edwards, everybody. And by the way, we are going to try this right now.
Recently, Joe Biden said, "It is a non-starter to think that businesses can be open and moving and thriving without dealing with this pandemic." Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, unfortunately, Joe Biden and his fellow comrades have no interest in a strong United States economy or supporting policies that work best for we the people as sovereign individuals or our nation overall. Completely shutting down small and medium-sized businesses in places like California, New York, and Michigan did not stop the spread of the Corona China virus one iota. In fact, shutdowns of small businesses, while allowing massive businesses like Sam's Club and Costco's to stay open, only made a bad situation much worse. The right thing to do would have been to allow businesses to stay open and for those people who are sick with the Corona China virus to simply stay home or go to hospital if they need to. That's the way it's always been when dealing with pandemics and flu seasons throughout U.S. and world history. Someone please tell Joe Biden that destroying the economy does not a scamdemic cure make. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and there it was. You just heard it. And you catch him on Tuesdays and on Thursdays on the program. And then on the weekend, we play his Edwards Notebook along with Denise and Kyle, who are on the weekend show. Okay, I'm coming back with the notorious Brooke Says, BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A civilian contractor was killed and five others were wounded in a rocket attack Monday at a U.S.-led military base in Kurdish, northern Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement Monday night, "We are outraged by today's rocket attack in the Iraqi Kurdistan region," end quote. The central government in Baghdad said it was forming a committee with the Kurdistan regional government to investigate the attack. The entire state of Texas is experiencing an unprecedented power shortage due to a severe winter storm that has taken over. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas declared the state of Texas at its highest emergency level because of low power supply and high demand. In Houston, there is no estimate when the power will come back on. Officials said it could be out for a couple of days. A 90-year-old Seattle woman, Fran Goldman, woke up to the snow on the day of her COVID-19 vaccination appointment. Too much snow to drive, she says, so she walked 6 miles through the snow to make it. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet him up there in Newport Richey and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how the customers get there from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and even up in the Midwest as well. They come down here to buy a vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could ever dream of. Now, clean trade-ins, they got them. And clean trade-ins there are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. Now, remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken great care of. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember, find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, that opens up the door for even more savings. Don't believe me? Walk in there and tell them the captain sent you. See what happens. Okay. Well, I guess Brooke is AWOL today. Oh, yes, when it rains, it pours, right? Now, I'm going to take a look here, and this will be my bonus for doing this. I'm going to take a look here at the weather. I'm going to refresh my screen, and I'm going to look at what we got here, because we have got just an unbelievable circumstance when it comes to weather. Now, let me read you this. A massive winter storm is moving across the Ohio Valley into the Northeast, bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain. You can expect significant travel disruptions and power outages. Another winter storm will move into the South Central U.S., bringing weather and another round of snow and ice. Now, Arctic air with frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills will persist over the central third of the U.S. this week. And here's what it looks like. In Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Louisiana, if you're traveling on I-40, if you're traveling on I-30, if you're traveling on I-55, if you're traveling on I-35, I-20, or I-10 in Texas, you are going to have an adventure from the Louisiana line and the Arkansas line across most of Oklahoma and most of Texas. Now, Arkansas is just a real mess. Winter storm warning. Now, there is another system right behind it, 24 to 36 hours roughly behind it, that's going to follow across I-40, I-20, and bring more weather similar to what you're getting right now. Now, you are getting a general mix in the southern half of Mississippi and Alabama, all the way down to the Gulf. Some of it is sleet, freezing rain. Some of it could be rain, but the temperatures are such that it's probably freezing when it hits the ground. And that's also true all the way up to the I-20 corridor, where more than likely you're going to find a little bit of snow mixed in. Now, this is moving to the east. So, Georgia, you're not out of the woods. Might hit the mountains of South Carolina and go up that way too. But all the way down to the Gulf, all the way over to Houston, I-10, New Orleans, also on I-12, you have got winter weather advisories everywhere. Okay, now let's go up to Chicago and go east of Chicago on I-80, I-90, I-94. I-94 and I-80 run together along with I-90. We're a ways into Indiana. Then 94 goes over towards Detroit. You got snow all the way over there. Winter storm warning into Detroit. And our listeners listening to us on the thumb, you got they expect anywhere from 6 to 10 inches over the next 24 hours or thereabouts. Some of you may already have it further up the line in northern Michigan. But the northern part, Chicago, down to 80, 80 across Indiana, 90 across Ohio, and then where you run into 76, the Ohio Turnpike, the Pennsylvania Turnpike and run in across, you're going to have winter storm weather and warnings all the way across to about I-81. Now, I-90, up along the lake, winter storm warning, all the way to Syracuse, New York. It'll lighten up a little bit, but you'll still have snow. But if you're going up I-81, just for good measure, why not? Winter storm warning all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway. And that also takes you north of Saratoga Springs up to Quebec. But the snow is all the way across to Boston right now. Not snowing as heavy as what it could be. And the winter storm warning is in the northern part of Vermont, New Hampshire, and the northern part of Maine. Down below, down there in Portland, our listeners in Portland, Maine, you've got a general snow coming in there. A few inches, nothing all that terrible. Boston, Providence, on down to New York City, general snow there as well. And some freezing rain in Jersey, which could make life really miserable. Freezing rain in Jersey. We could really hear about some big-time wrecks in Jersey along the Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, and 287 as well, the loop. So be careful. Be careful. By the way, there's a pocket of freezing rain up in Kentucky along the border with Virginia right there, too, in the eastern corner. So be advised and please be careful. And remember, when you're out there on the road, pull into the Pilot or Find Jay. Take advantage of that free cup of coffee on the third watch. Tell me Captain sent you. And don't forget that you can become a member of the Drivers Club, too. And when you do that, you get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you eat, for the supplies you get in the trucker store. And they also have an RV club, so you can join that, too. So there you go. Have at it and have a good time and enjoy being out there on the highway. All righty, you have to wonder how the animals survive outside in all the snow when they're not used to it. You're talking, okay, that's, well, here's the deal, Christine. Everybody tells everybody to bring in the animals. I've heard that I don't know how many times here lately on the weather reports. Don't forget the animals, the cats and dogs, and even the horses. If they got a stable, put them in the stable. But that's the way it is. By the way, who used to say that? Oh, Walter Cronkite. And that's the way it is. Okay. Now, some good news on the vaccines. AstraZeneca, their COVID vaccine, was cleared for emergency use by the World Health Organization. So there you have what you have. And let me drift down over here to the telephone line. Good morning. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and who might we have here?
Well, this is Brooke.
Uh-oh.
It was stormy last night, and the clock went out, and I woke up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, okay, we still got a few minutes here, and we still got some extra time in the next segment. But where I want to start is, and we're going to run out of time, so I'll just throw it out there real quick. Uh-huh. Did you see the President's Day waving and greeting they gave to former President Donald Trump down there in Mar-a-Lago?
Yes, I most certainly did, and he is my forever president. It was amazing. It was so wonderful.
Well, a lot of people that you and I both know were down there. And,
really?
Nice. Yeah, but we knew about this in advance because this was not an impromptu thing. Hold on. Okay, I'll be right back with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. So don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about that and a couple of more interesting things here. By the way, Cuomo, what the heck are we going to do with him? And Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia. Way just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there, everybody in Fort Benning tonight. Now, this part of the broadcast, final segment, brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to set up an appointment for service is 941-922-2345, or just stop by the store. One more time in the number, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, BrookTalksAmerica.com, BrookTalksAmerica.com. Check out that website. And she's got an article over there we'll talk about in a minute. But let's drift on here and talk about something that I know you want to talk about, and it's the takedown of the CBS reporter by the Trump lawyer. I saw that interview, and I'm not shocked that it happened, but she looked like as if she had no clue what to do.
Oh, she didn't have a clue what to do, and it was absolutely delicious. And, you know, that the same thing happened with David Schoen at the trial, where he forced them to watch the actual clip of what Trump said with Charlottesville. So Van Der Veen, basically the audience was forced to watch that. So everything that he said, where he eviscerated her, he eviscerated the media, and he talked about how, you know, what really happened and everything, they were forced to watch because they couldn't cut away, you know, and she was trying to silence him and everything, but he wouldn't do it. And note to Republican candidates, if you're going to run for office, be like Van Der Veen, okay? Because you have a target on your back, and they're going to come after you. So make sure that you can fight back, that you're not afraid, right? And this is something that's an aside that, you know, his home was vandalized, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be a shame if Raskin's home was vandalized? Am I advocating for that? No. But I'm sick and tired of people getting away with stuff against our people. So just saying.
Mm, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. By the way, three names from former Trump staffers popped up yesterday. Corey Lewandowski, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Lara Trump. You know what there was about?
Running for office?
Yep. Now, Lara is being, or I guess it's Laura. Is it Laura or Lara?
I don't know.
All right, well, it's L-A-R-A, so I'm going to pronounce it Lara. She is being touted to run for Richard Burr's seat, who just got censured in North Carolina for voting for the impeachment. But he's not going to run again, and she's been talked about as being a possible candidate. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is running for governor in Arkansas. And Corey Lewandowski, I'm not sure what he's going to run for, but isn't he up in,
New Hampshire.
Yeah, so.
He was going to run. They thought he was going to run for Senate I think it was Senate in 2022,
okay.
2020, but he didn't end up doing it. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm.
Well, I love, speaking of the censure, I absolutely love, and this is the Republicans finding their little sets.
Mm-hmm.
The censuring of all these people, they censure Cassidy, they censure Burr, they censure all these people, and it's absolutely great. The people that are in the recs and the people that are at the state legislatures need to be going against their representatives who don't represent them, and I think it's awesome. I'm so happy about that.
You know what they're doing in Utah? They've got a petition going, and I'm thinking, petition for Mitt Romney, a petition.
Yeah, well, what does that mean practically?
Well, I don't know. I've never heard of anybody putting out a petition. You just go and do it. You want to say
well,
to somebody?
Yeah. I don't know about that. But they might, I wish they could recall, but apparently they can't recall senators because I can't imagine anybody would be first more than him. What a toad. Seriously.
Okay. There's something coming out here that just popped up here. Biden is going to start promoting the stimulus, the 1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. He's trying to get it passed. Let's see. It will give $83,600 to the poorest Americans money. Okay, let's see. I don't know what that is. That's what it says. It would give
$83,000?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I read that wrong. Sorry. Let me go back to the beginning.
Matt.
No, wait a minute. Listen to me. I read it wrong. Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus would give almost $3,600 to the poorest Americans, analysts finds. That's the headline.
Yeah, well, we'll have to break that down. But if that's the case, then that's part of, you know, like the reparations plan.
Last I knew, it was $1,400.
Yeah, well, he's getting heat. They're not doing anything unless they're getting heat about what's going on. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
all
ridiculous.
Right. All right, I'm going to throw something out there about Kamala because Vice President Kamala Harris claimed that the Biden administration was starting from scratch on fighting the coronavirus, despite Dr. Fauci saying otherwise. And oh, by the way, the fact checkers let her slide on that one.
Yeah, of course they did. I don't really care about them. They're ridiculous. Next. I mean, they're a joke. They're a joke. The whole entire thing is a complete joke.
Well, next is Cuomo in New York.
Oh, I love it.
And something is going to be done. The Manhattan chairman of the Democratic Party came out and said that he believes impeachment proceedings should be started against him, but I'm not sure if they can do that or recall him.
Well, you know, you have to wonder. This is always the thing, and take heart, patriots. Okay, because it's actually been a pretty good week, even though our choice is not in the White House, and maybe the long run is that. Think about this. Cuomo's getting destroyed. Greasy Gavin, they have enough signatures already, and they're going to be able to make that, even though they're, you know, ironically demanding signature verification, which is funny because they didn't do that for the election. Trump was acquitted, and you saw that yesterday in Palm Beach. They're absolutely terrified, okay? They're not going after Cuomo. There's no way in the world, okay, I was going to say hell, I'll say it, that Democrats are going after Cuomo unless there's so much that's beneath the surface that we're not seeing. Democrats never break, okay? He could be, you know, doing who knows what on video, and mm-hmm. they still wouldn't do it, okay? Mm-hmm. So they're going after him for a reason, and that is because Cuomo hurts them. They don't care if he kills a million nanas and papas, mm-hmm. okay? They're going after him because he's hurting the Democrats. Mark my words, okay?
Yep.
So it's actually been a pretty good week, okay? And you know they have to be terrified about what happened in Palm Beach yesterday. They're probably not going to cover it. Silly circles couldn't get that many people during a year or two of campaigning.
Yeah.
For all the people at his mm-hmm. at his rallies.
All right, well, we're running out of time, but I want to finish it with this. A bulletin just came over. North Korea attempted to hack Pfizer for coronavirus vaccine information. That report just coming over the wires right now.
Yeah,
don't forget BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website. Your articles are over there, your podcast is over there, and your show is heard on this flagship station of mine Saturday nights at 7 p.m. And by the way, I'll be at Mugs tonight.
Okay, and I have a new article. Make sure you read it, please, and share it. Please share my stuff, okay? I need to get out there. Very important.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Yep, thank you. Okay, and by the way, today is have lunch with the captain over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters here in Tampa. I'm there about 11:30. I leave there about 1:30. And then tonight, 6:30 sharp, we start with the Pledge of Allegiance over at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Yes, it's still got the same name, over at Mugg's Sports Bar at the Icott Center over there off Omerton, and I believe it's 53rd Street right there. And we're right there in the plaza. You'll see it as you pull in there. We'd love to see you there. A lot of people will be there. A lot of like-minded people will be there. And tonight's topic is, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Attorney General of New York wants to run for governor. Okay, that's the black woman, I think, right, George? I don't remember her name, but I think that's who that is. But anyway, and I appreciate that. And George, we'll see you tonight, and we'll see a lot of other people tonight over there at Mugs, and we'll see our normal little turnout over there at Mission Barbecue for lunch at 11:30 to 1:30 today. So everybody stay out of trouble. Everybody stay warm, stay dry. Our thoughts and prayers are with you folks over there in the frigid parts of the Southeast, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. Wow. And then further north, please be careful. Please drive safe. We don't want to be telling anybody about the big wreck that somebody was in that we knew. So please be careful. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We the people. Not about me, it's about you, every one of you out there. So, have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. Stay low. And I'll see you tonight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.